This is Tape 2, Side 2, The Summons of the Lord of Hosts, Tablets of Baha'u'llah, continuing from page 69. 135. O King, the stars of the heaven of knowledge have fallen. They who seek to establish the truth of my cause through the things they possess, and to make mention of God in my name. And yet when I came unto them in my glory, they turned aside. They indeed are of the fallen. This is truly that which the Spirit of God hath announced when he came with truth unto you, he with whom the Jewish doctors disputed, till at last they perpetuated what hath made the Holy Spirit to lament, and the tears of them that have near access to God to flow. Consider how a Pharisee who had worshipped God for 70 years repudiated the Son when he appeared, whereas one who had committed adultery gained admittance into the kingdom. Thus doth the pen admonish thee, as bidden by the Eternal King, that thou mayest be apprised of what came to pass aforetime, and be reckoned in this day among them that truly believe. 136. Say, O concourse of monks, seclude not yourselves in your churches and cloisters. Come ye out of them by my leave, and busy then yourselves with that which, with what will profit you and others. Thus commandeth you he who is the Lord of the day of reckoning. Seclude yourselves in the stronghold of my love. This truly is the seclusion that befitteth you, could ye but know it. He that secludeth himself in his house is indeed as one dead. It behooveth man to show forth that which will benefit mankind. He that bringeth forth no fruit is fit for the fire. Thus admonisheth you your Lord. He verily is the mighty, the bountiful. Enter ye into wedlock, that after you another may arise in your stead. We verily have forbidden you lechery, and not that which is conducive to fidelity. Have ye clung unto the promptings of your nature, and cast behind your backs the statutes of God? Fear ye God, and be not of the foolish. But for man, who on my earth would remember me, and how could my attributes and my names be revealed? Reflect, and be not of them that have shut themselves out as by a veil from him, and were of those that are fast asleep. He that married not could find no place wherein to abide, nor where to lay his head, by reason of what the hands of the treacherous had wrought. His holiness consisted not in the things ye have believed and imagined, but rather in the things which belong unto us. Ask, that ye may be made aware of his station, which hath been exalted above the vain imaginings of all the peoples of the earth. Blessed are they that understand. 137. O King, we heard the words that thou didst utter in answer to the Tsar of Russia concerning the decision made regarding the war. Footnote. The Crimean War, 1853-1856, and a footnote. Thy Lord verily knoweth, is informed of all. Thou didst say, I lay asleep upon my couch when the cry of the oppressed who were drowned in the Black Sea wakened me. This is what we heard thee say, and verily thy Lord is witness unto what I say. We testify that that which awakened thee was not their cry, but the promptings of thine own passions, for we tested thee, and found thee wanting. Comprehend the meaning of my words, and be thou of the discerning. It is not our wish to address thee words of condemnation, out of regard for the dignity we conferred upon thee in this mortal life. We verily have chosen courtesy, and made it the true mark of such as are nigh unto him. Courtesy is, in truth, a raiment which fitteth all men, whether young or old. Well is it with him that adorneth his temple therewith, and woe unto him who is deprived of this great bounty. Hadst thou been sincere in thy words, thou wouldst not have not cast behind thy back the book of God, when it was sent unto thee by him who is the Almighty, the All-Wise. We have proved thee through it, and found thee other than that which thou didst profess. Arise and make amends for that which escaped thee. Ere long the world and all that thou possessest will perish, and the kingdom will remain unto God, thy Lord and the Lord of the fathers of old. It behooveth thee not to conduct thine affairs according to the dictates of thy desires. Fear the sighs of this wronged one, and shield him from the darts of such as act unjustly. 138. For what thou hast done, thy kingdom shall be thrown into confusion, and thine empire shall pass from thine hands as a punishment for that which thou hast wrought. Footnote. Within the year, Napoleon III was defeated at the Battle of Sedan, 1870, and sent into exile. And footnote. Then wilt thou know how thou hast plainly erred. Commotions shall seize all the people in that land, unless thou arisest to help this cause, and followest him who is the Spirit of God in this the straight path. Hath thy pomp made thee proud? By my life, it shall not endure, nay, it shall soon pass away, unless thou holdest fast to this firm cord. We see abasement hastening after thee, whilst thou art of the heedless. It behooveth thee, when thou hearest his voice calling from the seat of glory, to cast away all that thou possessest, and cry out, Here am I, O Lord, of all that is in heaven and all that is on earth. 139. O King, we were in Iraq when the hour of parting arrived. At the bidding of the King of Islam, the Sultan of Turkey, we set our steps in his direction. Upon our arrival, there befell us at the hands of the malicious that which the books of the world can never adequately recount. Thereupon the inmates of paradise, and they that dwell within the retreats of holiness, lamented, and yet the people are wrapped in the thick veil. Say, do ye cavil at him who hath come unto you, bearing the clear evidence of God and his proof, the testimony of God and his signs? These things are not from himself, nay, rather they proceed from the one who hath raised him up, set him forth through the power of truth, and made him to be a lamp unto all mankind. 140. More grievous became our plight from day to day, nay, from hour to hour, until they took us forth from our prison, and made us, with glaring injustice, enter the most great prison. And if anyone asked them, For what crime were they imprisoned? They would answer and say, They verily sought to supplant the faith with a new religion. If that which is ancient be what ye prefer, wherefore then have ye discarded that which hath been sent down in the Torah and the Evangel? Clear it up, O men. By my life, there is no place for thee to flee to in this day. If this be my crime, then Muhammad the Apostle of God committed it before me, and before him he who was the Spirit of God, and yet earlier he who conversed with God. And if my sin be this, that I have exalted the word of God and revealed his cause, then indeed I am the greatest of sinners. Such a sin I will not barter for the kingdoms of earth and heaven. 141. Upon our arrival at this prison, we purpose to transmit to the kings the messages of their Lord, the Mighty, the All-Praised. Though we have transmitted to them in several tablets that which we were commanded, yet do we do it once again as a token of God's grace. Perchance they may recognize the Lord, who hath come down in the clouds with manifest sovereignty. 142. As my tribulations multiplied, so did my love for God and for his cause increase, in such wise that all that befell me from the hosts of the wayward was powerless to deter me from my purpose. Should they hide me away in the depths of the earth, yet would they find me riding aloft on the clouds, and calling out unto God, the Lord of strength and of might. I have offered myself up in the way of God, and I yearn after tribulations in my love for him, and for the sake of his good pleasure. Unto this bear witness the woes which now afflict me, the like of which no other man hath suffered. Every single hair of mine head calleth out that which the burning bush uttered on Sinai, and each vein of my body invoked God and saith, O would I had been severed in thy path, so that the world might be quickened and all its peoples be united. Thus hath it been decreed by him who is the all-knowing, the all-informed. 143. Know of a truth that your subjects are God's trust amongst you. Watch ye, therefore, over them as ye watch over your own selves. Beware that ye allow not wolves to become the shepherds of the fold, or pride and conceit to deter you from turning unto the poor and the desolate. Wert thou to quaff the mystic wine of everlasting life from the chalice of the words of thy Lord, the All-Merciful, thou wouldst be enabled to forsake all that thou dost possess, and to proclaim my name before all mankind. Cleanse then thy soul with the waters of detachment. Verily this is the remembrance that has shone forth above the horizon of creation, which shall purge thy soul from the dross of the world. Abandon thy palaces to the people of the graves, and thine empire to whosoever desireth, and turn then unto the kingdom. This verily is what God hath chosen for thee, wert thou of them that turn unto him. They that have failed to turn unto the countenance of God in this revelation are indeed bereft of life. They move as bitten by their own selfish desires, and are in truth accounted among the dead. Shouldst thou desire to bear the weight of thy dominion, bear it then to aid the cause of thy Lord. Glorified be this station, which what whoever attaineth thereunto hath attained unto all good that proceedeth from him who is the all-knowing, the all-wise. 144. Arise thou in my name above the horizon of renunciation, and set then thy face towards the kingdom at the bidding of thy Lord, the Lord of strength and of might. Through the power of my sovereignty, stand before the inhabitants of the world, and say, O people, the day is come, and the fragrances of God have been wafted over the whole of creation. They that have turned away from his face are the helpless victims of their corrupt inclinations. They are indeed are of them that have gone astray. 145. Adorn the body of thy kingdom with the enraignment of my name, and arise then to teach my cause. Better is this for thee than that which thou possessest. God will thereby exalt thy name among all the kings. Potent is he over all things. Walk thou amongst men in the name of God, and by the power of his might, that thou mayest show forth his signs amidst the peoples of the earth. Burn thou brightly with the flame of this undying fire, which the All-Merciful hath ignited in the midmost heart of creation, that through thee the heat of his love may be kindled within the hearts of his favored ones. Follow in my way, and enrapture the hearts of men through remembrance of me, the Almighty, the Most Exalted. 146. Say, he from whom in this day the sweet savors of the remembrance of his Lord the All-Merciful have not been diffused, is indeed unworthy of the station of man. He verily is of them that have followed their own desires, and shall ere long find himself in grievous loss. Doth it behoove you to relate yourselves to him who is the God of mercy, and yet commit the things which the evil one hath committed? Nay, by the beauty of him who is the all-glorified, could ye but know it. Purge your hearts from love of the world, and your tongues from calumny, and your limbs from whatsoever may withhold you from drawing nigh unto God, the mighty, the all-praised. Say, by the world is meant that which turneth you aside from him who is the dawning place of revelation, and inclineth you unto that which is unprofitable unto you. Verily, the thing that deterreth you in this day from God is worldliness in its essence. Eschew it, and approach the most sublime vision, this shining and resplendent seat. Blessed is he who alloweth nothing whatsoever to intervene between him and his Lord. No harm assuredly can befall him if he partaketh with justice of the benefits of this world, inasmuch as we have created all things for such of our servants as truly believe in God. 147. Should your words, O people, be at variance with your deeds, what then shall distinguish you from those who profess their faith in the Lord, their God, and yet when he come down to them overshadowed with clouds, rejected him and waxed proud before God, the incomparable, the omniscient? Shed not the blood of any one, O people, neither judge ye any one unjustly. Thus have we commanded by him who knoweth, who is informed of all. They that commit disorders in the land, after it hath been well ordered, these indeed have outstepped the bounds that have been set in the book. Wretched shall be the abode of the transgressors. 148. God hath prescribed unto every one the duty of teaching his cause. Whoso ariseth to discharge this duty must needs, ere he proclaimeth his message, adorn himself with the ornament of an upright and praiseworthy character, so that his words may attract the hearts of such as are receptive to his call. Without it, he can never hope to influence his hearers. Thus doth God instruct you. He verily is the ever-forgiving, the most compassionate. 149. They who exhort others unto justice, while themselves committing iniquity, stand accused of falsehoods by the inmates of the kingdom, and by those who circle round the throne of their Lord, the Almighty, the Beneficent, for that which their tongues have uttered. Commit not, O people, that which dishonoureth your name, and the fair name of the cause of God amongst men. Beware lest ye approach that which your minds abhor. Fear God, and follow not in the footsteps of them that are gone astray. Deal not treacherously with the substance of your neighbor. Be ye trustworthy on earth, and withhold not from the poor the things given unto you by God through his grace. He verily will bestow upon you double of what ye possess. He, in truth, is the all-bounteous, the most generous. 150. Say, we have ordained that our cause be taught through the power of utterance. Beware lest ye dispute idly with any one. Whoso ariseth wholly for the sake of his Lord to teach his cause, the Holy Spirit shall strengthen him and inspire him with that which will illumine the heart of the world, how much more the hearts of those who seek him. O people of Baha, subdue the citadels of men's hearts with the swords of wisdom and of utterance. They that dispute as prompted by their desires are indeed wrapped in a palpable veil. Say, the sword of wisdom is hotter than summer heat, and sharper than blades of steel, if he do not but understand. Draw it forth in my name, and through the power of my might, and conquer then with it the cities of the hearts of them that have secluded themselves in the stronghold of their corrupt desires. Thus biddeth you the pen of the All-Glorious, whilst seated beneath the swords of the wayward. 151. If ye become aware of a sin committed by another, conceal it, that God may conceal your own sin. He verily is the concealer, the Lord of grace abounding. O ye rich ones on earth, if ye encounter one who is poor, treat him not disdainfully. Reflect upon that whereof ye were created. Every one of you was created of a sorry germ. Quran 77 verse 20, Surah 32 verse 8. And footnote. It behooveth you to observe truthfulness, whereby your temples shall be adorned, your names uplifted, your stations exalted amidst men, and a mighty recompense assured for you before God. 152. Give ear, O peoples of the earth, unto that which the pen of the Lord of all nations commanded you. Know ye of a certainty that the dispensations of the past have attained their highest, their final consummation in the law that hath branched out from this most great ocean. Haste ye thereunto at our behest. We verily ordain as we please. Regard ye the world as a man's body, which is afflicted with divers ailments, and the recovery of which dependeth upon the harmonizing of all its component elements. Gather ye around that which we have prescribed unto you, and walk not in the ways of such as create dissension. 153. All feasts have attained their consummation in the two most great festivals, and in two other festivals that fall on the twin days, the first of the most great festivals being those days whereon God shed the effulgent glory of his most excellent names upon all who are in heaven and on earth, and the second being that day on which we raised up the one who announced unto the people the glad tidings of this great announcement. Footnote. The two most great festivals are the festival of Rizwan, during which Baha'u'llah first proclaimed his mission, and the declaration of the Bab. The twin days refer to the birthdays of the Bab and Baha'u'llah. See reference to the Kitab-i Aqdas, paragraph 110. End of footnote. Thus hath it been sent down in the book by him who is the mighty, the powerful. On other than these four consummate days, engage ye in your daily occupations, and withhold yourselves not from the pursuit of your trades and crafts. Thus hath the command been issued, and the law gone forth from him who is your Lord, the all-knowing, the all-wise. 154. Say, O concourse of priests and monks, eat ye of that which God hath made lawful unto you, and do not shun meat. God hath, as a token of his grace, granted you leave to partake thereof, save during a brief period. He verily is the mighty, the beneficent. Forsake all that ye possess, and hold fast unto that which God hath purposed. This is that which profiteth you, if ye be of them that comprehend. We have ordained a fast of 19 days in the most temperate of the seasons, and have in this resplendent and luminous dispensations relieved you from more than this. Thus have we set forth and made clear unto you that which ye are bidden to observe, that ye may follow the commandments of God, and be united in that which the Almighty, the All-Wise, hath appointed unto you. He who is your Lord, the All-Merciful, cherisheth in his heart the desire of holding the entire human race as one soul and one body. Haste ye to win your share of God's good grace and mercy in this day that eclipseth all other created days. How great the felicity that awaiteth the man that forsaketh all he hath in a desire to obtain the things of God. Such a man, we testify, is among God's blessed ones. 155. O King, bear thou witness unto that which God hath himself and for himself borne witness ere the creation of earth and heaven, that there is none other God but me, the one, the single, the most exalted, the incomparable, the inaccessible. Arise with the utmost steadfastness in the cause of thy Lord, the All-Glorious. Thus hast thou been instructed in this wondrous tablet. We verily have desired naught for thee, save that which is better for thee than all that is on earth. Unto this testify all created things, and beyond them this precipitous book. 156. Meditate on the world and the state of its people. He, for whose sake the world was called into being, hath been imprisoned in the most desolate of cities, Akka, by reason of that which the hands of the wayward have wrought. From the horizon of his prison city he summoneth mankind unto the dayspring of God, the exalted, the great. Exultest thou over the treasures thou didst possess, knowing they shall perish? Rejoicest thou in that thou rulest a span of earth, when the whole world, in the estimation of the people of Baha, is worth as much as the black in the eye of a dead ant? Abandon it unto such as have set their affections upon it, and turn thou unto him who is the desire of the world. Whither are gone the proud and their palaces? Gaze thou into their tombs, that thou mayest profit by this example, inasmuch as we made it a lesson unto every beholder. Were the breezes of revelation to seize thee, thou wouldst flee the world, and turn unto the kingdom, and wouldst expend all that thou possessest, that thou mayest draw nigh unto this sublime vision. 157. We behold the generality of mankind worshipping names and exposing themselves, as thou dost witness, to dire perils in the mere hope of perpetuating their names, whilst every perceiving soul testifieth that after death one's name shall avail him nothing except in so far as it beareth a relationship unto God, the Almighty, the All-Praised. Thus have their vain imaginings taken hold of them in requital for that which their hands have wrought. Consider the pettiness of men's minds. They seek with utmost exertion that which profiteth them not. And yet wert thou to ask of them, is there any advantage in that which ye desire? Thou wouldst find them sorely perplexed. Were a fair-minded soul to be found, he would reply, Nay, by the Lord of the worlds, such is the condition of the people and of that which they possess. Leave them in their folly, and turn thy sight unto God. This is, in truth, that which beseemeth thee. Hearken, then, unto the counsel of thy Lord, and say, Lauded art thou, O God, of all who are in heaven and on earth. Page 83 to Tsar Alexander II. 158. O Tsar of Russia, incline thine ear unto the voice of God, the King, the Holy, and turn thou unto Paradise, the spot wherein abideth he who, among the concourse on high, beareth the most excellent titles, and who, in the kingdom of creation, is called by the name of God, the Effulgent, the All-Glorious. Beware lest thy desire deter thee from turning towards the face of thy Lord, the Compassionate, the Most Merciful. We verily have heard the thing for which thou didst supplicate thy Lord, while secretly communing with him. Wherefore the breeze of my loving kindness wafted forth, and the sea of my mercy surged, and we answered thee in truth. Thy Lord verily is the all-knowing, the all-wise. Whilst I lay chained and fettered in the prison, one of thy ministers extended me his aid. Wherefore hath God ordained for thee a station which the knowledge of none can comprehend except his knowledge. Beware lest thou barter away this sublime station. Thy Lord verily doeth what he willeth. What he pleaseth will God abrogate or confirm, and with him is the knowledge of all things in a guarded tablet. 159. Beware lest thy sovereignty withhold thee from him who is the supreme sovereign. He verily is come with his kingdom, and all the atoms cry aloud, Lo, the Lord is come in his great majesty. He who is the Father is come, and the Son in the holy veil crieth out, here am I, O Lord my God. Whilst Sinai circleth round the house, and the burning bush calleth aloud, the All-Bounteous is come mounted upon the clouds. Blessed is he that draweth nigh unto him, and woe betide them that are far away. 160. Arise thou amongst men in the name of this all-compelling cause, and summon then the nations unto God, the exalted, the great. Be thou not of them who called upon God by one of his names, but who, when he who is the object of all names appeared, denied him and turned aside from him, and in the end pronounced sentence against him with manifest injustice. Consider, and call thou to mind the days whereon the Spirit of God appeared, and Herod gave judgment against him. God, however, aided him with the hosts of the unseen, and protected him with truth, and sent him down unto another land, according to his promise. He verily ordaineth what he pleaseth. Thy Lord truly preserveth whom he willeth, be he in the midst of the seas, or in the maw of the serpent, or beneath the sword of the oppressor. 161. Blessed be the King whom the veils of glory have not deterred from turning unto the daysprings of beauty, and who hath forsaken his all in his desire to obtain the things of God. He indeed is accounted in the sight of God as the most excellent of men, and is extolled by the inmates of paradise, and them that circle morn and eve round the throne on high. 162. Again I say, hearken unto my voice that calleth from my prison, that it may acquaint thee with the things that have befallen my beauty at the hands of them that are the manifestations of glory, and that thou mayest perceive how great hath been my patience, notwithstanding my might, and how immense my forbearance, notwithstanding my power. By my life, couldst thou but know the things sent down by my pen, and discover the treasures of my cause and the pearls of my mysteries, which lie hid in the seas of my names and in the goblets of my words. Thou wouldst, in thy love for my name and in thy longing for my glorious and sublime kingdom, lay down thy life in my path. Know thou that, though my body be beneath the swords of my foes, and my limbs be beset with incalculable afflictions, yet my spirit is filled with a gladness with which all the joys of the earth can never compare. 163. Set thine heart towards him who is the point of adoration for the world, and say, O peoples of the earth, have ye denied the one in whose path he who came with the truth, bearing the announcement of your Lord, the exalted, the great, suffered martyrdom? Say, this is an announcement whereat the hearts of the prophets and messengers have rejoiced. This is the one whom the heart of the world remembereth, and as promised in the books of God, the mighty, the all-wise. The hands of the messengers were, in their desire to meet me, upraised towards God, the mighty, the glorified. Unto this testifieth that which hath been sent down in the sacred scriptures by him who is the Lord of might and power. 164. Some lamented in their separation from me, others endured hardships in my path, and still others laid down their lives for the sake of my beauty, could ye but know it. Say, I verily have not sought to extol mine own self, but rather God himself, were ye to judge fairly. Naught can be seen in me except God and his cause, could ye but perceive it. I am the one whom the tongue of Isaiah hath extolled, the one in whose name both the Torah and the Evangel were adorned. Thus hath it been decreed in the scriptures of thy Lord the Most Merciful. He verily hath borne witness unto me, as I bear witness unto him. And God testifieth to the truth of my words. 165. Say, the books have been sent down for naught but my remembrance. Whosoever is receptive to their call shall perceive therefrom the sweet fragrances of my name and my praise. And he who hath unstopped the ear of his inmost heart shall hear from every word thereof. The True One is come. He indeed is the Beloved of the worlds. 166. It is for the sake of God alone that my tongue counseleth you, and that my pen moveth to make mention of you. For neither can the malice and denial of all who dwell on earth harm me, nor the allegiance of the entire creation profit me. We verily exhort you unto that which we were commanded, and desire not from you except that ye draw nigh unto what shall profit you in both this world and the world to come. Say, will ye slay him who summoneth you unto life everlasting? Fear ye God, and follow not every contumacious oppressor. 167. O proud ones of the earth, do ye believe yourselves to be abiding in palaces, whilst he who is the King of Revelation resideth in the most desolate of abodes? Nay, by my life, in tombs do ye dwell, could ye but perceive it. Verily he who faileth in these days to be stirred by the breeze of God is accounted among the dead in the sight of him who is the Lord of all names and attributes. Arise then from the tombs of self and desire, and turn unto the kingdom of God, the possessor of the throne on high and of earth below, that ye may behold that which ye were promised aforetime by your Lord the All-Knowing. 168. Think ye that the things ye possess shall profit you? Soon others will possess them, and ye will return unto the dust with none to help or succor you. What advantage is there in a life that can be overtaken by death, or in an existence that is doomed to extinction, or in a prosperity that is subject to change? Cast away the things that ye possess, and set your faces towards the favors of God, which have been sent down in this wondrous name. 169. Thus doth the pen of the Most High warble unto thee its melodies by the leave of thy Lord the All-Glorious. When thou hast heard and recited them, say, Praise be unto thee, O Lord of all the worlds, inasmuch as thou hast made mention of me through the tongue of him who is the manifestation of thyself, at a time when he was confined in the most great prison, that the whole world might attain unto true liberty. 170. Blessed be the king whose sovereignty hath withheld him not from his sovereign, and who hath turned unto God with his heart. He verily is accounted of those that have attained unto that which God the mighty, the all-wise, hath willed. Ere long will such a one find himself numbered with the monarchs of the realms of the kingdom. Thy Lord is, in truth, potent over all things. He giveth what he willeth to whomsoever he willeth, and withholdeth what he pleaseth from whomsoever he willeth. He verily is the all-powerful, the almighty. Page 88, Queen Victoria, 171. O Queen in London, incline thine ear unto the voice of thy Lord, the Lord of all mankind, calling from the divine low tree. Verily no God is there but me, the Almighty, the All-Wise. Cast away all that is on earth, and attire the head of thy kingdom with the crown of the remembrance of thy Lord, the All-Glorious. He in truth hath come unto the world in his most great glory, and all that hath been mentioned in the gospel hath been fulfilled. The land of Syria hath been honored by the footsteps of its Lord, the Lord of all men, and north and south are both inebriated with the wine of his presence. Blessed is the man that hath inhaled the fragrance of the Most Merciful, and turned unto the dawning place of his beauty in this resplendent dawn. The Mosque of Aqsa vibrateth through the breezes of its Lord, the All-Glorious, while Bata, Mecca, trembleth at the voice of God, the Exalted, the Most High. Whereupon every single stone of them celebrateth the praise of the Lord through this great name. 172. Lay aside thy desire, and set then thine heart towards thy Lord, the Ancient of Days. We make mention of thee for the sake of God, and desire that thy name may be exalted through thy remembrance of God, the Creator of earth and heaven. He verily is witness unto that which I say. We have been informed that thou hast forbidden the trading in slaves, both men and women. This verily is what God hath enjoined in this wondrous revelation. God hath truly destined a reward for thee because of this. He verily will pay the doer of good his due recompense, wert thou to follow what hath been sent unto thee by him who is the all-knowing, the all-informed. As to him who turneth aside and swelleth with pride, after the clear tokens have come unto him from the revealer of signs, his work shall God bring to naught. He in truth hath power over all things. Man's actions are acceptable after his having recognized the manifestation. He that turneth aside from the true one is indeed the most veiled among his creatures. Thus hath it been decreed by him who is the Almighty, the most powerful. 173. We have also heard that thou hast entrusted the reins of counsel into the hands of the representatives of the people. Thou indeed hast done well, for thereby the foundations of the edifice of thine affairs will be strengthened, and the hearts of all that are beneath thy shadow, whether high or low, will be tranquilized. It behooveth them, however, to be trustworthy among his servants, and to regard themselves as the representatives of all that dwell on earth. This is what counseleth them in this tablet, he who is the ruler, the all-wise. And if any one of them directeth himself towards the assembly, let him turn his eyes unto the supreme horizon, and say, O my God, I ask thee by thy most glorious name, to aid me in that which will cause the affairs of thy servants to prosper, and thy cities to flourish. Thou indeed hast power over all things. Blessed is he that entereth the assembly for the sake of God, and judgeth between men with pure justice. He indeed is of the blissful. 174. O ye, the elected representatives of the people in every land, take ye counsel together, and let your concern be only for that which profiteth mankind, and bettereth the condition thereof, if ye be of them that scan heedfully. Regard the world as the human body, which, though at its creation whole and perfect, hath been afflicted, through various causes, with grave disorders and maladies. Not for one day did it gain ease, nay, its sickness waxed more severe, as it fell under the treatment of ignorant physicians, who gave full rein to their personal desires, and have erred grievously. And if at one time, through the care of an able physician, a member of that body was healed, the rest remained afflicted as before. Thus informeth you the all-knowing, the all-wise. 175. We behold it in this day, at the mercy of rulers so drunk with pride that they cannot discern clearly their own best advantage, much less recognize a revelation so bewildering and challenging as this. And whenever any one of them hath striven to improve its condition, his motive hath been his own gain, whether confessedly so or not, and the unworthiness of this motive hath limited his power to heal or cure. 176. That which the Lord hath ordained as the sovereign remedy and mightiest instrument for the healing of all the world is the union of all its peoples in one universal cause, one common faith. This can in no wise be achieved except through the power of a skilled, an all-powerful, and inspired physician. This verily is the truth, and all else naught but error. Each time that most mighty instrument hath come, and that light shone forth from the ancient dayspring, he was withheld by ignorant physicians, who, even as clouds, interposed themselves between him and the world. It failed therefore to recover, and its sickness hath persisted until this day. They indeed were powerless to protect it, or to effect a cure, whilst he who hath been the manifestation of power amongst men was withheld from achieving his purpose by reason of what the hands of the ignorant physicians have wrought. 177. Consider these days in which he who is the ancient beauty hath come in the most great name, that he may quicken the world and unite its peoples. They, however, rose up against him with sharpened swords and committed that which caused the faithful spirit to lament, until in the end they imprisoned him in the most desolate of cities and broke the grasp of the faithful upon the hem of his robe. Were anyone to tell them, "The world reformer is come," they would answer and say, "Indeed, it is proven that he is a fomenter of discord." and this notwithstanding that they have never associated with him, and have perceived that he did not seek for one moment to protect himself. At all times he was at the mercy of the wicked doers. At one time they cast him into prison, at another they banished him, and at yet another hurried him from land to land. Thus have they pronounced judgment against us, and God truly is aware of what I say. Such men are reckoned by God among the most ignorant of his creatures. They cut off their own limbs and perceive it not. They deprive themselves of that which is best for them, and know it not. They are even as a young child who can distinguish neither the mischief-maker from the reformer, nor the wicked from the righteous. We behold them in this day wrapped in a palpable veil. 178. O ye rulers of the earth, wherefore have ye clouded the radiance of the sun, and caused it to cease from shining? Hearken unto the counsel given you by the pen of the Most High, that haply both ye and the poor may attain unto tranquility and peace. We beseech God to assist the kings of the earth to establish peace on earth. He verily doeth what he willeth. 179. O kings of the earth, we see you increasing every year your expenditures, and laying the burden thereof on your subjects. This verily is holy and grossly unjust. Fear the sighs and tears of this wronged one, and lay not excessive burdens on your peoples. Do not rob them to rear palaces for yourselves, nay, rather choose for them that which ye choose for yourselves. Thus we unfold to your eyes that which profiteth you, if ye but perceive. Your people are your treasures. Beware lest your rule violate the commandments of God, and ye deliver your wards to the hands of the robber. By them ye rule, by their means ye subsist, by their aid ye conquer. Yet how disdainfully ye look upon them! How strange, how very strange! 180. Now that ye have refused the most great peace, hold ye fast unto this the lesser peace, that haply ye may in some degree better your own condition and that of your dependents. 181. O rulers of the earth, be reconciled among yourselves, that ye may need no more armaments save in the measure to safeguard your territories and dominions. Beware lest ye disregard the counsel of the all-knowing, the faithful. This is the end of Side 2, Tape 2, ending on page 93. Please go to Tape 3 for continuation.